This is JIS News. Coming up, new traffic arrangements to access Caymanis Bay and Golf and Country Club. Firefighters prepared to respond in the event of major earthquake and Senate sittings to resume on Friday. The details after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The National Works Agency, NWA, has announced the implementation of new traffic arrangements to access Caymanis Bay and the Caymanis Golf and Country Clubs located off the Mandela Highway in St. Catherine. The changes became effective 12 a.m. Thursday. Traffic signals at the existing Caymanis Bay access road will be taken out of service and the access road will be closed permanently. Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Colin Morrison, says the new traffic signals installed along the Mandela Highway allow persons to enter Caymanis Bay and the Caymanis Golf and Country Club safely.
Motorists traveling from the direction of Kingston or Portmore and wishing to access Caymanis Bay or the Caymanis Golf and Country Club should travel 850 meters west from the Portmore intersection, then turn right at the new traffic signal controlled intersection. Secondly, motorists traveling from the direction of Caymanis Bay or Caymanis Golf and Country Club and traveling towards Kingston or Portmore will travel left along the detour road under the two overpasses to the new traffic signal controlled intersection and continue left along the Mandela Highway.
Motorists traveling from Spanish Town who wish to access Caymanis Bay or the Caymanis Golf and Country Club areas will travel east of the original entrance, then turn left at the new intersection. Assistant Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, Sean Martin, says the nation's firefighters are prepared to respond in the event of a major earthquake. Assistant Commissioner Martin, who was speaking at the recent launch of Earthquake Awareness Month, said the JFB has been equipped to render help in the event of a tsunami and other disasters that may follow an earthquake. Earthquakes are usually accompanied by the outbreak of fire.
We have continued to train our personnel to ensure that we are in a state of readiness in the event of an earthquake. We ensure that we train our persons and we build partnership. As far as training is concerned, we have received just about the best training that we can get.
Assistant Commissioner Martin says the JFB has formed partnerships with international agencies, such as the United States Southern Command, to strengthen the country's readiness. The management of the Melia Bracco Village Hotel in Trelawney has committed to ensuring that the facility contributes to the development of communities within the vicinity of the property and across the parish. General Manager Dimitri Kosvogiannis says Melia Bracco Village will contribute to the long-term development of tourism in Jamaica.
It is my absolute intention to assure the parish of Trelawney sees the direct, the immediate benefits. Rio Bueno Primary School is already one of the schools that we have adopted. We've already been there. We've contributed. We will contribute via monies and also support, teaching support.
The Melia Bracco Village Hotel is owned by the National Insurance Fund and is managed by the Melia Hotel Group under a 15-year lease agreement with the government of Jamaica. Over 300 Jamaicans are employed at the hotel. And a number of important issues are set for deliberation as the Senate resumes its weekly sittings on Friday, January 8, following the Christmas break. Strategic bills fundamental to the local government reform process, which were passed in the House of Representatives in November, will be debated in the upper house on Friday. The three bills are the Local Governance Bill 2015, Local Government Unified Service and Employment Bill 2015, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Bill 2015. The Constitution Local Government Amendment Bill was passed in both the Senate and the House of Representatives earlier last year. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade A.J. Nicholson will also make a statement on the COP21 meeting on climate change, which was held in Paris in December 2015. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.